Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. The James Beard Awards are only a big deal if you're a chef, or you'd like to be a chef, or you might someday eat somewhere where a chef cooks.
They are the Oscars of the American dining scene, and they honor chefs from all parts of the country. Milwaukee has been well represented among the nominees and winners over time, and the awards will be announced Monday in Chicago. Ahead of that, food contributor Kyle Cherik joins us to talk about where Wisconsin falls in the conversation. Hey, Kyle, it's great to see you.
Good to be here.
It's April, almost May, and we know what that means. Every year we talk about this, and it's so exciting because it seems like every year we have people in this wonderful competition.
The James Beard Awards coming up May 2nd in Chicago again this year, so just a quick 104 miles to the south, that other city we've heard of.
Somewhere down there.
Yeah. I mean, they've been, so they began in 1991, and they were always traditionally in New York, and they are now called the Oscars of Food. For last year, this year, and next year, they'll be held in Chicago, and that's a real coup. And a nod to America's other great city of food. Charlie Trotter, Rick Tramonto, Paul Kahan, Bayless, on and on and on. It's appropriate that they should be in Chicago.
Well, and I was going to say, we're getting up there, it seems, to be one of the cities of food in the United States.
Well, Zagat or Zagat, however you're supposed to say it, still doesn't list Milwaukee, which I think is absurd, but they're becoming less and less relevant every year, which makes me happier and happier. But here's an amazing fact about the James Beard Awards. So first of all, there's two categories. All the chefs in the country that are cooking and are cooking in a region for more than a year can be considered for this. And the public writes in and sends emails. And then there's a cutoff for that. And then there's a very secretive Opus Dei kind of judge group.
With the handshakes and everything.
I'm sure there's something. They may probably have funny hats or something.
Yep.
And those judges also consist of the chefs that have previously won. So they have voting rights as well. And they vote. And out of that comes a list of, for each region, there's 10 regions, could be 25 chefs, could be 18 chefs, could be 12. There's no rule here. That are semi-finalists. This is very confusing because you think it'd be the other way around. And from there, then only the James Beard judges vote. And that list is narrowed down to four or five for each region, and they are the nominees.
What we normally consider finalists.
Correct. If cooking is intuitive, the titling within the James Beard Awards is
not
counterintuitive.
It is counterintuitive.
Makes no sense. And then one of those chefs, it's the highest honor you can win as an American chef, and it's an honor that is bestowed on you by both your peers and then the intelligentsia of the food world. Is the single winner, and they get this great gold medal. It looks like an Olympic medal, and with James Beard's and the press and so on and so forth.
Well, and they can brag that they won it.
Yeah, it's indisputable. No one can take it away from you.
Right.
Yeah, and there's no one's ever called BS on somebody that's won. It's legit, the folks that win. So much so that I think some chefs through the years who should have won sooner have to wait. David Swanson here with Braze in Milwaukee likes to call himself affectionately the Susan Lucci of the James Beard Award because he's been semifinaled four times. Lenny Russo, who I really think should win this year, is a chef up in Minneapolis, has been semifinaled and nominated six times.
So that's how good the competition is.
That's how good the competition is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But here's an amazing fact that I love that we just unearthed. So over the past 15 years, there have been 46 James Beard nods, either semifinalists or nominees, to Milwaukee and Madison alone.
That's pretty cool.
32 of them, when we talk about how great our cooking scene has gotten in the last 5 years, 32 of them have been in the last 5 years. So as we record this, we've got 19 new restaurants planned to open in what we call Milwaukee in the next 6 months. And, you know, we've talked so much about this great expansion of terrific cooking and restaurants when we've been doing the show across the years.
Yeah, we've been talking how long now? About 8 years?
I don't know if it's quite that long. Yeah, you're right. Since the early days of Foodie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the expansion of great cooking in restaurants and really talented chefs is the leitmotif of all of our conversations in the studio. So in the last 5 years, 32 chefs' restaurants have gotten either semifinaled or nominated just out of Milwaukee. So people are catching on.
People are catching on. And this year we had three people out of in Milwaukee who were semifinalists.
That's right. That's right.
Justin Carlisle.
Justin Carlisle with Ardent. So he was also semifinal and nominated last year. Didn't win, which I think is good. And I don't want him to win, candidly, this year either. Being nominated is good for business. I wish him at least 2 to 3 more years of not winning. It fills up the table and it brings the press. I'm being totally candid.
Even more than winning does.
No, winning is great, but you can only win once.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you technically can win twice. Two chefs in the entire history of the James Beards have won twice, one of which is Paul Bortolotta, but he had to leave Chicago and go out west and cook in Las Vegas to win a second time with like a 6-7 year gap.
Okay.
So the odds ain't great. Like, don't, you know.
Don't bank on that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep getting nominated.
Keep getting nominated for a while.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it's great press and it fills tables and people should be eating at Ardent. Thomas Houck, circa 1880, very exciting, who's bringing life back into the great Milwaukee standard bearer of German food, Carl Rasch, just opened. He was semi-finaled. And then David Swanson, the Susan Lucci of the James Beard Awards, nominated, semifinals for the fourth time this year. Justin Carlisle made it to the nomination level. And on Monday, we hope he doesn't win.
You hope the guy in Minneapolis does.
I just think Lenny Russo is fantastic. And this is, I adore Justin. He's a dear friend.
He's been nominated enough times, Lenny has, yes.
5 or 6 times.
There you go.
Yeah. And there's some other great chefs in the category. But, I mean, when we look at how things, you know, sort of break down, there's one chef from Milwaukee this year, two chefs from St. Louis, and two chefs from Minnesota, the Minneapolis-St. Paul general area, that are all nominated. And that seems to kind of be how things – Minneapolis always represents really strongly. Madison, Milwaukee, it's somebody from one of those two for the last, I would say, 8 to 10 years. And then there's the St. Louis, there's the Omaha, there's the Kansas City, and they always have a contender. But, yeah, I mean, I listen, if Justin's listening to this or his staff, I adore the guy. Everybody, I've been a champion of his when he was still doing sushi at Umami Moto and cooking at Harvest. But – again, I hope that he doesn't win. Maybe next year.
Give him like 2 or 3 years of buildup.
I don't think he's going to slip backwards at all. I think it's a completely safe bet. And I want him personally to go through that edifying experience, which he's still putting on himself, as all really great craftspeople and artists do, to have to reach even further and ensure that semifinalist and nomination, you know, get the next year and the next year. And then, yeah, I think at some point.
Then it's his time.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And certainly, let's hope Dave Swanson.
God bless Dave Swanson, for God's sake. I mean, the man, what he has done, not just for cooking, but for sustainability, for CSAs, for home delivery, for food consciousness. And what people don't realize is that he wrote the business plan for Braise when he was 18 or 19 and living in a tiny, tiny, tiny apartment down the street from the Commander's Palace, one of America's great restaurants in New Orleans. He had the prescience. I don't know about you, but at 18 or 19, I was not thinking about changing the food system.
No.
And also being an incredibly accomplished chef at the nation's best notice. So, yeah, let's move Swanson along, too. But this is all too personal. I know these people. I live in Milwaukee. I just want as many gold James Beard medals hanging on walls in this city as possible.
Well, fingers crossed. Let's see what happens on the 2nd.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
And we will talk to you next month. What do you think we'll chat about then?
I think we should do a follow-up on the Beards and talk about these 19 new restaurants that are coming. And who the heck is eating out that often? And why aren't they calling us to come along?
We should be there testing.
Exactly.
I volunteer to be a tester. Do you volunteer to be a tester?
I mean, we're excellent resources.
And we are.
We've proven that we have witty repartee.
We have, and we have very good taste buds.
Yeah, amen.
We do. So anyway, Kyle, as always, fabulous to talk to you.
Delighted, and I'll send some pictures in from the red carpet.
Kyle Cherik hosts Public Television's Wisconsin Foodie and is our regular food contributor. He'll be down in Chicago on the red carpet for the James Beard Awards next Monday.